John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks.
Yeah, you can't see me. I know this whole rap, dude. Fell off, I'm still hot, knock your shell off. My money stack fat, plus I can't turn the spell off. Franchise doing big business, I'm just not gonna do it. Welcome to the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. I am the good brother, Christian Blends, coming from Head of State Barbershop, right in Parma, Ohio. To left me, we have the sensational Matt Boogs,
aka Johnny Parma.
Johnny Parma. Parma. He thought about that one.
Yeah.
I love it.
He was waiting for that one.
I love it.
Didn't even like, you know.
No, that's in the intro now.
Snuck that in.
Johnny Parma.
AKA Johnny Parma.
I like that. And to the right of me, we have none other than Troy Johnson, baby.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. He felt that one. He liked it. Welcome back to the podcast after a little short hiatus, you know.
Well,
can we?
Yep.
Can we?
Hiatus.
Christian.
What's up, bub?
Father of daughter number two had his
One more listener. Hell yeah.
One more listener.
Congratulations, my brother.
We appreciate that, man.
Yeah, that's
my
good
whole
shit,
family,
man.
Bro. We appreciate y'all.
Yep. And then you got another big milestone a couple weeks away.
Oh, yeah. Bought a house, man.
I'm excited.
With all the riches from this podcast.
Literally, this podcast paid for it all.
Because you have all the monies.
All of it. I have ruples, yen, pesos.
Enough to pay not to work.
Yeah, I'm done. I'd cut hair for fun at this point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, boys.
Yes.
How have we liked the landscape of wrestling lately?
It just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Right?
Finally.
Yep.
Oh my God, am I so excited about wrestling again, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
Forbidden Door.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was kind of sleeping on it. I wasn't going to do it.
You weren't?
No, and then I was like, it was like 10 after, I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I kind of had to think about, like, what are some of the matches again? And I'm like, this is just good wrestling.
Yeah, no, the card lineup was
really
amazing.
Good.
Dude, FTR?
Dude. I mean, we could just devote it to podcasts. Huh?
Oh my God.
All the belts. All the monies, all the belts.
All the belts.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
So
those dudes are...
It was so workers. It was, look, so I had at first, like, they were talking about Blood and Guts a lot, right? So I was like, all right, so Blood and Guts has to be coming before Forbidden Door for sure,
right?
And I knew there was a pay-per-view coming up Sunday. I assumed it was Blood and Guts.
Mm-hmm.
I get a notification on my phone that says Forbidden Door started, and it was 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I kept getting them too.
I was at the gym. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Forbidden Door is today, and I hurry up, bro. I had my phone. I had my daughter. My daughter was on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I'm like flipping out on the side. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I'm about to watch and work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought Forbidden Door, started watching it while getting my reps in. Just a little extra motivation. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
I'm like, I could do those moves solid. You see these guns right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm lifting 35s,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I
see what you're working with.
I see it. I see it.
I seen you.
And I was like, yo. This is fucking awesome. And it was the FTR match. I was like, they got to go over. FTR's got to go over. FTR's the greatest tag team in the world right now.
They are, right?
They have three tag team titles.
I mean, do we see that? I mean, do they face the Young Bucks down the road? I mean,
they need to. Yeah. They need to.
Bucks got
to
put them over, too. Dude, they've put so much fucking work in. Like WWE indies, and they're at AEW now. Like FTR is without it. Like they were super. So the Revival was definitely slept on in WWE. They didn't push them correctly.
Yeah, no. I wasn't watching, so I've only known them at AEW.
Yeah, well, FTR is.
Yeah,
there.
But I went back and I seen some stuff, and you know, because I didn't for the longest, I didn't even know what it stands for.
Plus that mullet. Oh, Fear the Revival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Forever the Revival. They say it's a couple different things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. But yeah, so there I saw that. That was the match I started with. I'm like, oh my God. And then the Bastard Pack. My boy.
Like I said, not that I think you misunderstood me.
Yeah.
I was happy he won. I just didn't expect him to win.
Oh, I thought, like, yeah, I told him, I'm like, dude, that's my fucking boy, bro. Like, I love Pac. I loved him back when he was Neville.
Yeah.
In WWE.
I agree.
Wrestling for, like, the Cruiserweight belt and shit like that.
Right.
But, so like, this guy is so fucking solid.
I don't know how long he'll have it, but that's awesome.
One of the most underrated wrestlers of all time, bro.
Yeah.
Or especially right now.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. That guy is talented as fuck, dude. And he's athletic. He's big, too. Big yoke, dude. He can wrestle his ass off, man. And he finally won that, was at the North Atlantic?
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling it? Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
And he won it. I was like, fucking great start to that belt. Great start.
Yeah, but I mean, that was... I mean, so many matches were so good.
Forbidden Door was
I know it sucks. There's a lot of guys hurt right now.
Yeah.
But in a way, it kind of felt like we peeled back a little bit with AEW. We saw some more of the OG guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking and I know Sting.
Well,
65.
Dude, that was... I don't care. That was fucking awesome. I don't care. Fake or no fake,
dude,
still
they just
fucking
start
did
the match. They're like, where the fuck is Sting at? And he's on the top. Dude, he did that shit when in the Andrade match and all them. And now that's just his thing. I love it. Dude, he's 60-something fucking years old, jumping off everything like he's fucking right. Jeff Hardy. This dude's going to die.
Well, somebody's going to be Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. We're not going to speak on that topic.
We are, though.
Yeah, because we haven't had.
Yeah. You know what, dude? I'm that guy. I'm a redemption guy.
Yep.
And I've been team Jeff Hardy since I was a kid.
I love Jeff Hardy.
Who hasn't?
Yeah. Who hasn't?
He's always been everybody's favorite.
I've never heard one person go, yeah, I want to be Matt Hardy. Like, what the fuck?
No. Right.
Even the girls wanted to sleep with Jeff Hardy.
Right.
Dude, they loved him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. The biggest thing is, like, the dude is trying. He's struggling. I do feel like it's... You know, it's a disease. I agree or disagree on that. So it's not like the guy's not trying to be a better version of himself. So
sobriety is a fight for him every single
day. Every single fucking day. You know what I mean?
Well, he's got demons for sure. His music sucks. His music is terrible. Yeah, usually when you struggle that hard with something, your music's beautiful.
His music should be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. But it's not, though. I wouldn't hit a dog in the back of the ass with his album.
No.
Wow.
It's so bad.
Right.
It's almost as bad as his driving.
But I do.
No, that's a good one. I'm here all week, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, like, but I get it. Okay, they've done this rehab shit with him. It's almost like guaranteed. As soon as you sign Jeff Hardy, I hope you have a rehab fucking clause in his fucking contract, because that's somewhere where he's going.
And honestly, maybe he was doing good, but he fucking took a hell of a knock. And maybe that's, I mean, maybe it's all kind of related. Maybe he's not in his right frame of mind, so therefore.
Dude, they were even taking digs on him in WWE, like Samoa Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Samoa Joe was talking shit to him, and then Sheamus had that big thing where they had the beef, and he was just like, why don't you come down to the pub? Have a drink, Jeff. And then he takes the beer in his hand, he almost drinks it, and throws it in Sheamus's face. I'm like, okay, I get it. He's an alcoholic.
I mean, we literally just talked about how he was having some great matches right at the end of WWE.
Yeah. I was excited.
Yeah, and then when he came over, I mean, they were fucking, dude, they were hot.
Yeah.
They were going to have one last, and they still have it in them.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, I mean, and I think Tony Khan, again, we know he's a fan, so he's got a spot when he comes back.
Tony Khan's a real one, too, because, well, I'm not going to get into that right away, but he's a real one.
Yeah.
No, he is.
So.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I like him. Some people kind of think he's annoying because of that, but that's okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Annoying because of it. Like, that doesn't even make sense. Like,
or apparently he's a hugger is what I
heard. Right, right.
And then I seen the video. I was like, okay, yeah, he's a hugger.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oop, that's a meme. That's a meme.
That's funny as fuck. I actually love that. I didn't see that. But another big thing with me, though, as far as Jeff goes, it's like, when is enough enough? You know what I'm saying? Like, sobriety is a fight every day, but he seems to be self-sabotaging. Like, this is a depressing note right now in this podcast, but, like, come on, man. Like, you're Jeff fucking Hardy, bro.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of kids that look up to you, man.
Maybe it's the optimist in me that, like, maybe that's why it seemed like he had a good string going together, and then he hit his head, and he hadn't been the same since.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
I could definitely see it. That guy can paint his ass off, though.
on his face.
Yeah, on his face, yeah.
Oh, wait, he does it
he
himself?
He does his own paint, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's pretty good at it, man.
I know that.
It's just the driving he's got to work on. You know what I'm saying? Don't you do it. Don't you do it. So, back to Forbidden Door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bastard Pack, North Atlantic champion. We love that. And God damn it, if you go back in these goddamn podcasts, and if you haven't listened to me about Will Ospreay.
Yep. And Mikey.
Yeah, Mikey also.
Yep.
God damn it, if you don't believe in Will Ospreay before, you do now. That guy is a top three wrestler in the world right now.
Yep.
He is crazy. That match was a 10 out of 10 match. I haven't seen a match that good in a very long time.
Yeah, because I was like watching and I was like, man, Orange Cassidy's a lot better than I thought.
Orange Cassidy, dude.
He can wrestle, though.
Yeah,
he's just not a big dude.
Yeah.
But a lot of the guys in AEW are.
But I like his gimmicks, kind of like he's like too cool for school.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's getting a little old.
I wasn't hip to him before. Mm-hmm. Like before.
No,
you know
me
what
either.
I'm saying? So when he came around, I love his intro though. They're like,
yeah.
Wing
whatever.
Yeah, whatever coming from
whatever.
Wherever. Yeah. Like right. He's too cool for anything. But God damn it, were those spots fucking great.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it's a great match.
Cassidy is a beast, yep. Bro. I didn't think I honestly thought they were playing, like, I'm like, this isn't going to show off Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, why would you put Orange Cassidy against Will Ospreay? You have a whole roster of wrestlers that would love to get a chance to wrestle. And like, I would love to have seen, what, Scorpio Sky versus Will Ospreay? That would have been a great one to me. Shit, you could have brought Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal that guy can do some spots. And just like even when he was doing the abdominal stretch and he reached in Orange Cassidy's pocket, pulled out a middle finger. Yeah.
That shit was laughing.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was good.
I was like, this guy he has the intangibles.
I like I even like his ring garb that he comes down with. Yeah. It kind of looks like from like Game of Thrones or some shit.
It does.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
The United Empire is a great faction for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does his thing over there. Like he's somebody that even if you didn't watch New Japan, you know about. You've
exactly.
heard rumblings
yeah, exactly.
of Will Ospreay.
That's me. That's me, right? Yeah.
Like, Will Ospreay is just, man, did he fucking prove it.
Yeah.
That was a great match. And that Stormbreaker finisher, beautiful.
There's nothing like that.
I love that finisher.
That shit's, like, crazy.
Have you seen it?
No.
The Stormbreaker? Yeah, dude, you gotta watch it. Yeah,
dude,
it's fucking...
Dude, it's so good.
Yeah.
So
and
good.
And he's so man. Good at it.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, Will Ospreay has all the intangibles that you want in a wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, and he's got a good size, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great gimmick, good-looking kid. Stormbreaker.
I was very glad that he came over for the Forbidden Door, because I don't want to see him go... I mean, I would love to see him get the money from WWE, but they would not know what to do with him. It would just basically be like Finn Balor.
Yeah.
It would be the same. They don't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
So this is Will Ospreay's Stormbreaker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a fucking finisher.
Yeah.
That's a goddamn finisher right there.
Everybody yeah. listening at home, go on YouTube and watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely worth the watch. I haven't seen great finishers. I'm so sick of spears, super kicks, and Superman punches. It's fucking ridiculous.
Roll-ups.
Yeah, that's undefeated finisher right there. Roll-ups just... Dude, you can win a belt off a roll-up.
Especially if you're in AEW, they got belts left and right.
Absolutely.
Wait a second. They do have a lot of belts.
Yeah,
but
yeah. I'm actually over this Thunder Rosa run, too.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of hoping it was going to come to an end.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, though. I kind of knew it wasn't. I'm like, they're not going to give Toni Storm that belt. It's not going to happen. The greatest ass in women's
she fine.
Wrestling.
Second.
Second? Who's first for you?
Oh, what's her name? Over
Alexa Bliss. I know.
Nikki?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Nikita.
Nikita Lyons.
Nikita Lyons.
She just
wrestled Mandy Rose, too.
Did she?
Yeah.
Who won?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but...
Dude, Mandy Rose is... Dude. People sleep on Mandy Rose. That girl can wrestle, and she's gorgeous.
But Nikita, from what I seen, Nikita was like tossed. Yeah, she was.
Dude, she's a big girl. She was
tossing her.
Dude, Troy likes him borderline big, dude.
Just a little bit.
Just you too? Oh,
my dad always said for more. The yeah, more cushion for the pushing.
Everybody's dad said that, except mine.
All yeah, right.
He didn't say anything. He just wasn't there.
Sorry.
Troy hates that shit so bad.
Just like a random sudden.
He almost knocked it down. He wanted to push it so bad.
He was so mad, dude. You son of a bitch. You do this all the time. You know? But I, as far as another match that might have stuck out for you, like, what did you have in mind? Like, that Will Ospreay match stole the show for me.
Yes. Yeah. In FTR, I would probably say that's kind of.
What about the main event?
The main event was great too. I liked
Takahashi
it.
Takahashi versus John Moxley.
Yeah, Moxley's been showing a lot of color lately, but
yeah,
dude, so much. But you have to with that guy. So if you're not familiar with Hiroshi Takahashi, that fucking he's a rock star, bro.
Yeah,
he is the guy of New Japan. He's their Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Right. Yeah. And you saw it as soon as he came out, like his confidence.
Yeah.
He was just like,
he's like, I'm a vet with this shit.
Right.
And usually Japan, New Japan wrestlers are fucking super stiff. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
They're strong super style. Fucking stiff. Yeah. And they like, dude, they hit you in that ring.
Yeah.
For real.
Strong style. 100%. Yeah.
That strong style shit is no joke, dude. New Japan wrestler. If you can wrestle over there, you deserve to be wherever you go.
Oh, yeah. Like that opening. I don't think you saw the opening match then. Mm-mm. Did you? With like, with Jericho and all those dudes and
I caught the ass end of that.
Yeah. What's his name was taking those the dude that's got like the lions just shaved in his head. Who am I thinking of?
Oh yeah. The fucking psycho.
He's good though.
Yeah,
I love
that guy's
dude.
A beast. That
guy's a beast. Because he was chopping the hell out of how am I gonna forget his name? I like him. You don't like him. The dude that's got the dad bod. He's got the melting bod.
Yeah, he looks like he's melting.
No, the one that's been like in a feud with Jericho now for like 3 months. Who am I thinking of? The dude, he's Irish and Puerto Rican. You don't like him.
Fuck.
Am I just drawing a blank with that?
I'm a complete blank right now. That's gonna kill me too. He's a part of the Jericho Appreciation.
No, he's not in there. He was
what
in the match,
name
though.
For a faction.
Huh?
So what a name for a faction.
That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it, though.
Yeah.
It's meant to be ridiculous.
He said it's the era of the sports entertainer.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just fucking with everyone.
Yeah, he's just talking shit. And he fucking hit old boy with a fireball.
Right. Because I'm a wizard.
Yeah, he's a wizard now. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I love it. He's just being ridiculous just because
he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I do like Guevara back with him, though.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. And Tay Conti's always nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That was the buy-in. Let's see.
I'd say Forbidden Door was fucking a great pay-per-view overall. Like, I love Jay Cargill,
Kingston.
Too. Eddie Kingston.
You don't like him.
He's Irish?
He's Irish and Puerto Rican.
I had no fucking clue. I love him now.
With that temper?
Yeah.
Literally
well, dude,
like
Puerto
your
Ricans are pretty much mad people also.
Oh, I know. That's why he's like the maddest dude.
He's literally your daughter.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dude, my daughter's like Eddie Kingston. I'm going to be pissed.
I hope she doesn't have his dad bod.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully not, you know. All bad things about my daughter. Appreciate that, guys.
Surprised you guys didn't bring up who made his AEW debut.
They were getting there.
Dude, it's on the way.
It's called a build-up, buddy.
I didn't get to watch, but
I seen
a few things.
Whoa. Let's do it now. Let's just do it now,
yo,
I guess.
Come on.
Watch your mouth. You're in timeout right now,
right,
dude. You're in timeout.
Kill the mic. Cut the mic.
Cut it. So, not too sure if the listeners are familiar with the Swiss Cyborg, Swiss Superman, one of the greatest technical wrestlers ever who stepped in place for Daniel Bryan in this match.
Because everyone's injured.
Yes.
So?
Like literally everyone. All the good
Cesaro!
Wrestlers.
Yes.
Made his AEW fucking debut, bro. I'm so happy about it, bro. I've been waiting for
fit.
For Cesaro. Cesaro just, he will never fit in with WWE. They don't market him the right way.
They're definitely going to do right by him.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely. For sure. But to be fair, though, I could see that Cesaro had a hard time figuring out who he was in WWE.
Yes.
Well, right, and they didn't help him either.
No, they didn't help him at all. They just kind of like sink or swim, dude. Figure it out. And Cesaro is literally one of the greatest wrestlers. Strong, dude, that's a strong motherfucker, dude. Oh,
not the biggest dude, but cut.
Huge. Like, dude, you don't think he's that big, bro.
But I'm saying there's bigger dudes. Yeah. But I'm saying, like,
he's just as strong as them, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. He picked up his fucking opponent on his. He had him pretty much up top, like kind of like he was going for an armbar, and he picked him straight up. Mm-hmm. Walked up the stairs with him on his arm. Threw the guy in the fucking ring.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, just to show off. And then my boy.
Yeah, he was ready, man.
Did the helicopter.
Yeah, and then he came out at the end, too.
Yep. Dude, I was so happy. What do they call him now? Claudio?
Claudio Castagnoli? I don't know. Claudio.
Claudio.
It sounds Italian, but
I don't think he's Swiss at that point. I think he's a little bit of both.
That's why they use the whole European thing.
Yeah, I could see it. I could see it.
Remember they were doing like the James Bond thing where he was like ripping the suit off.
as soon as he came out. I loved when he was with the bar.
Yeah,
the bar was awesome.
Yeah,
him and Sheamus. They were so good together.
Yeah, they were.
No, but he's good. It's a great fit. I like him with whatever combat
club. The Blackpool Combat Club.
Yeah, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. I love
what they're putting together there.
That's not a bad little faction right now.
I love it.
I agree with that. William Regal's going to do right by him for sure.
William Regal's a beast, bro. Yes.
That's a good pickup on so many levels.
Yeah. I like when William Regal smacks everybody in their face and it means like he respects you. Smacks the fuck out of you.
Dude. Yep.
Dude, I'm like, I don't even know if it was, like, if I'm getting paid for this shit. I don't know if I'm cool with you smacking me.
I mean, AEW's got more, I mean, they have a great foundation.
They do.
They are, and like we've talked about it before, yes, they've got the money, they've got the TV contract. You know, if somehow, because they're on Turner Networks, if they can work something out with, like, HBO Max.
Right.
I mean, there's a nice potential there, but like I said, there is a lot of belts. The roster is pretty fat. You know, some of the original OGs, some of their young guys are kind of getting pushed, not getting pushed the way they should.
True.
You know, which is kind of like I liked about this Forbidden Door. It was kind of like we went back to the basics.
I agree.
Before some of these big names kind of popped in there. You know
now, how about the Fatal 4-Way for the IWGP Heavyweight Belt?
Yes.
With the boy, Adam Cole.
Double H.
Fucking King Switchblade, bro.
Yep, don't fuck with that dude.
Leader of the fucking Bullet Club, man. Right? That guy he just oozes confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, he was walking out to the ring. He's like, thank me.
Just going to say that, yeah.
Just thank me, because all this is because of me. And I'm like, dude.
He's not wrong.
It was
wrong.
Great. Him and Adam Cole, and they two-sweeted, and then Adam Cole hit him with a backstabber.
Mm-hmm.
Such a fitting title for that move.
Yep.
Especially the little thing he just did. Adam Cole, for those who don't know, former member of the Bullet Club.
Former now.
Super former, for sure. But, dude, that I already knew Switchblade was going to win. They weren't going to let Cowboy win that.
No.
Dude, I'm surprised Cowboy's still wrestling after dropping the belt. You would think he would.
I don't think he was supposed to. I think he came back because CM Punk being gone, and they just needed bodies.
Yeah.
So I think he's a company man.
It was pretty much it was a guarantee that Switchblade was going to win that match. Like, he's a New Japan guy. It's a New Japan
belt. You're not going to drop the belt
right
to an AEW guy.
No, hell no.
It's cross promotion.
Forbidden Doors once.
Right.
It's not multiple times.
Right. Or even if it becomes an annual thing, you're not going to keep the belt in AEW for a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't like what they did with Impact for like a hot minute.
No, I agree. I definitely agree with that.
So,
I'd say those are pretty much like the main points, though, to...
Yeah, I mean, Moxley looked good. That was a great match.
True.
I'm happy with the belt being on him.
Yes.
I'm kind of... I like if it stays with him till CM Punk comes back... I like that, because I was like, who's CM Punk going to wrestle? Yeah. We kind of talked about that.
I also did like seeing Okada in that Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
Okada's a huge New Japan guy.
Yeah.
He
could work too, man.
Yeah. Those guys are good.
Any of those dudes that wrestled from New Japan, they were nobody was a dud. I mean, and I didn't expect it, but I mean, they were legit.
Right. I've seen Cena and Orton anytime they've argued with AJ Styles, they always bring up like that they didn't have to do the indies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you had to be a bad motherfucker to make it and strive through those fucking indies, bro.
Right. Yeah. And let's talk about, I mean, and AJ was already established in Impact. When he decided to go there, when he was done there,
mm-hmm.
like, he didn't have to. He probably could have just made the jump to WWE. Probably wouldn't have made as much money, but I mean, yeah, he had to put in work over there.
Yeah. He definitely did. Yep. And he did what the fuck he was supposed to do.
Yep. He killed absolutely. It. Yeah, hell yeah. Because then by the time he did show up at the Royal Rumble, I mean, that was a huge pop.
The biggest pop.
Yeah, that was great.
Not sure. The biggest, but...
It was a good pop. It was the biggest pop that show. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Dude, as soon as you saw it at Royal Rumble, it said, I am phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only word you fucking needed, bro.
Yep.
They erupted, bro. Erupted. I love that
and he
pop.
Keeps talking about he's like winding down. I'm like... I get it, but he's still got a long run left.
That guy can fucking work.
Yeah.
Absolutely, AJ Styles is honestly one of the top 10 wrestlers of all time in my eyes.
He's definitely in the top 10 currently. I mean, I'm not arguing that, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, he's definitely in
the
discussion.
I'm just saying for what he's been everywhere and never fell off.
Correct.
True.
Just go look at all the main titles that have ever meant anything in this industry. Mm-hmm. AJ Styles has held them.
Right.
Like, it's just, you can't deny
or
that.
Or FTR.
Or FTR. They got three fucking tag belts. That's, right. That's the best, dude. Yeah. Even the Dudleys didn't do that.
No.
Nope.
We love that, though.
That's sad.
That is sad. So, Forbidden Door definitely didn't let anybody down.
No. No, I mean, it well exceeded my expectations.
And, you know, maybe people started looking at New Japan also now.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, especially when you see these guys, you're like, I don't know who this guy is. And as a wrestling fan, I've always loved not knowing who the guys were.
Well, yeah, because then you get kind of curious to it.
Except
you know what I mean?
La Resistance. I wish I never knew them. Fucking, what was that, Mark Conway and Rene Dupree. Can't believe I fucking remember those guys.
I'm surprised you remember them. I didn't until you just mentioned them. I'm like, shit.
Do you remember them?
I actually remember you talking about.
Remember
they
used to do that move at the top of your head where he would like dance around for a second?
Yeah.
And then elbow drop you or some stupid shit.
Stupid as fuck.
Now, how are we feeling about a certain pay-per-view on its way?
Money in the Bank?
Little Money in the Bank action.
It's always a compelling pay-per-view. I like it.
Yeah.
I guess they're now saying it's one of the premier ones.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's going to be what? One of the top four, because with the top four, you have WrestleMania, you have
Royal Rumble,
Survivor Series, SummerSlam.
That was always
Elimination Chamber.
Well, the big four. Now the Elimination Chamber. I guess it's like the second tier would be what Money in the Bank, Elimination Chamber,
Hell in a Cell, which used to be a type of match, not a pay per view, but it's fine. You know, I'm not complaining. You're complaining. Whatever. Whatever.
Right.
You know, but I'm definitely excited. So I'm not honestly too thrilled about the men's ladder match.
No,
I'm not
at all.
I'm not even excited a little bit.
Especially with the fact that they threw Umos in it.
Umos,
yeah,
Umos. He's uber shitty.
Yeah, he is. I felt it in my plums. I knew that was coming. He
Matt,
is though.
Matt just doesn't like.
You're
me.
Not wrong. You're not wrong.
Matt just doesn't like me.
It was just a stupid thing
like
to
you.
Say.
I love you.
Hey, it's just a stupid thing to say. It's not. You're not wrong. You know. It's just stupid.
It was stupid.
Stupid.
Real stupid.
So bad.
You said I don't love you.
That's our whole friendship, though. So in
your
the money,
dad just scolded you over there.
My dad. My dad. Whoa there.
He sounded like your dad. That's what I'm saying. The way he was coming at.
Hey. Yo soy tu papa.
You're not allowed to wear the I'm Poppy shirt around me no more.
I'm your Poppy. That shirt doesn't fit me anymore. And it makes me upset. It's going to be a cutoff. So in the men's ladder match for the Money in the Bank, we have Seth Rollins, Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, Omos, Sami Zayn, Matt Riddle, And to be determined. I'm assuming probably this Friday or Monday they're gonna be.
Yeah.
They're gonna introduce the last. I'm not excited about that. I don't care. We know Sami Zayn won't win. We know Omos won't win.
No.
I don't think Sheamus will win.
No.
So you have Drew McIntyre or Seth Rollins?
I'd love to see it be Drew, but it's going to be Seth
Rollins. The way they're pushing Riddle, though, it could be Riddle.
Oh, that's true, because that's the only way he's going to get another...
They're not pushing him that much,
dude. I hope not. They're pushing
Seth. But they're like...
All right. Hey, is this our tiebreaker?
Ooh. All right. I got Drew. No, I have Rollins. Rollins.
Fuck, that's what I want. Seth? Yeah, all right, this isn't
I'm on the Seth roll.
Let's go for the women's match. You want to do the women's?
All right, roll it.
All right, the women's. For the women's, yeah.
I'm more excited about the women's than the men's.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd hope.
I got a little chub.
I'd hope. I was excited about the men's until Sheamus was there.
Nah, it was Omos, whatever.
Omos.
Whatever.
He's got new teeth, though. That's not enough.
He can get a new career.
Yeah, he can work for a big guy. I think he can.
Yeah,
he's just not a compelling character.
What MJF say? Mid. All right, moving on.
Felt that one.
It could have been better.
No, it was good. It was good. Don't sell yourself short,
man.
So we have Lacey Evans.
Troy's shifting into gears right now, though. Can we talk about it?
That's because we're on WWE.
Yeah, he's getting fired up, man. We warmed him up, man.
I didn't get to watch AEW, so I'm just like, go ahead, guys.
Give him another Corona.
He's all jazzed. Oh, you want one?
Okay. He's all jazzed up.
Terrible.
He's a WWE guy.
Right. Through and through. Fuck this New Japan bullshit.
Thank you, sir.
Give a fuck about a Will Ospreay.
Offspring? What?
Offspring. Right. Hey, watch it.
You watch your goddamn mouth. So. Oh, nice. Keto.
Hey, Taker.
Yeah. He said blood and guts is pretty awful right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we're not missing much. Taker. Good looking out, dude.
He said I blame the cameraman.
Yeah, we gotta get him back on for sure.
Take off.
We gotta get my buddy on.
Anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait for that guy to come back.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. Yeah, so
another
we got
2-hour segment.
Oh, whatever. But you know
awesome.
What though?
It was a great
you know
segment
what, though?
Though.
And that's where I messed up because again we're learning this.
It's fine with me.
I should have split that and made it just 2 episodes. That's all.
That's all right.
That's all right. But now we know.
We do know. Mm-hmm. And now all like 70-something listeners. Know that we're growing, you know?
These are going to be the classic episodes someday.
Yeah, it will be.
Hell yeah.
Something to bring back.
Right.
As soon as we're doing web episodes.
Web episodes.
Web episodes. So you can see on
the tube. This is
my face. He said it's bad. You'll see what I mean.
Can't wait.
So for the women's match, we have Lacey Evans, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Asuka, Shotzi, To Be Determined, and Alexa Blends. Who is that? Who's that? Alexa Bliss. Sorry. Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss.
See what he did there?
You see? Hey. Alexa Bliss.
He's so fancy.
Oh, that was a good one. I'm proud of it.
He's like, you guys heard of her?
Now this, I'm going Liv Morgan.
Really?
Woo.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're finally going to pull the trigger.
Really?
I'm going Liv Morgan. Do you need another name countdown?
No.
Are you going Miss Blends?
No, she just came back. No.
Yeah, it's too soon.
She's so hot.
Asuka.
Are you?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Matt's ready for Asuka.
Yeah. Really? No, I'm ready for your impression.
I'm not gonna do it.
Dude.
Yeah, so I'm
oh, boogs.
Oh, Johnny Palmer. Yeah.
Your takers are so good. So good. Thank you.
Oh, I love your podcast.
I love you. It's so good. This is so good. Your podcast is so good.
You're terrible. I think they're going to give it to Becky, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't. She's been on a big losing streak. I don't think this is where they turn around. I think Liv finally gets her push, bro. She's ate shit. She's had a streak. She ate shit again. They gave her another streak, and then they make her
And I'm
going to
make
again.
A prediction on top of this. I think he's right, but I'm not changing my... I think he's right.
They're going to get it to
Becky. It's Becky, because she's going to be so annoying with it, and I hate when people have it, and they're annoying, but that's what WWE... Mm-hmm. That's actually what you probably should do. We should be annoyed with the person that's got it.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when Miz had it?
And oh, my God.
It was all dented up and everything.
Oh, my God.
But come on. He did what he was supposed to annoy
us. He cashed
us.
In.
Yep.
He used the Miz with it. That's all.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did.
And that's what made him him, though.
See Rollins talk shit to Cena?
That wasn't even talk. Like,
oh,
it wasn't even him
it.
Talking
it
shit. Facts. It was just, he was just him laughing in his face. Like, ah, you remember like, when I smashed your face in a million pieces?
Oh, when he kneed him, he broke his nose.
Yeah.
Dude, well, he did catch, well, Cena did catch in the, and lost.
Yeah. Like, is because, he like the only one?
Well, he wasn't supposed to win that. That was the wrong finish to the match.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they're at the top of the ladder. It's Big Show and Cena. Cena's taking the briefcase on while attached to, you know, the rope all the way up in the rafters, and he's smacking Big Show in the head with it, and all of a sudden the handle breaks off, and now it's just him holding it.
Oh, shit.
So he sticks it straight up.
Yeah.
That was not the finish. It was just an accident.
But he knew he had to.
Yeah, so that's why when he cashed it in, he lost. They had other plans.
And that's what I'm saying. And he doesn't care.
No, he don't give a shit.
No.
John Cena.
He's John Cena. But at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying? He has buried a lot of talent. I don't think he's done what he should be doing vet-wise. Like, I don't think he did. I think Orton is the only...
Oh, much, yeah.
The vet that helped put people over.
Well, yeah. we'll even say... Well, and then just till recently, Brock has started.
Just yeah. recently, yeah.
Right, but that whole, like, class of, like, 20 years ago, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
What, the OVW?
Yeah, the OVW. Cool.
Yeah. That was, yeah, Orton's definitely, he's
doing what a vet's supposed to do.
Yes. Right.
And he's finally taking a break off. And this is why when I feel like you do what you're supposed to do and you take a break off, it's super well deserved.
Yeah. And he's kind of been doing it the last couple years. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're doing right by him. That's why he's always going to be a WWE guy.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
He should be.
Yeah. Since we're talking about Brock, how excited are you to watch Brock versus Roman for the 20th, first, and millionth time? Fucking annoying.
I mean, I'm like I said earlier, I'm happy he's back, but I just why again?
Is Roman dropping the belt?
No, I don't think he drops it to Brock.
You know who I would love? Even right now, if there were no belts, how great would a nice program be with him and Rollins?
Rollins and Roman?
Yeah, no.
We had that too.
Lesnar.
Oh,
and then like just fucking with each other, like because they're the best at the right now.
I just don't think it's believable that Seth ever beats Brock.
Yeah,
I mean, well, let's face it, who's it ever believable that?
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Well, no, and
even when Stone Cold was beefing with Brock, I was like,
only because
I don't know.
I seen Brock in MMA, it's kind of like, okay, like
he'll really kick the shit out of you, real life.
Who, Brock?
Brock will beat the fuck out of everybody
I understand
on
that
roster.
But did you see the few dudes that like he lost to? It was kind of like you really
he lost.
Yeah, but some of those guys were next level. Those guys were.
Well,
those guys are fighters.
He lost to Frank Mir his first fight.
Mm.
He came back, beat the fuck out of Frank Mir.
True.
Like a fucking bear.
Mm-hmm.
He lost to Alistair Overeem.
Who was the dude with like the green hair that?
So you're thinking of Seth Petruzzelli when he beat Kimbo Slice? Not Brock.
Someone beat Brock like really fast.
No, Brock's never lost a fight.
But he was a fill-in for a match.
No, that was Seth Petruzzelli versus Kimbo Slice.
You sure?
Yeah, he had pink hair. Yeah, I promise you could look
right.
it up.
And
this right here can go down as another moment that Chris was right.
I'm not saying I don't believe you though.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Jesus.
Just
no.
Do it.
Don't.
Just look it up.
Fucking do it.
Just look it up.
I'm okay.
Just look it up.
Okay.
Just look it up.
But that's another good example.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Kibble Slice, MMA.
Yeah.
On the street. No, I'm fucking with
that. Oh, he'll
dude.
Fucking kill you.
Yes.
Yeah, take them gloves off. No guy right. is fucking lasting with him.
Right.
But Alistair Overeem beat Brock Lesnar right after, I believe it was like some sort of, I think it was diverticulitis surgery. he had for stomach.
Yeah,
he came back
too quick, yeah.
And he came back way too fast, and he caught a shot right to where he had surgery.
Right, yeah.
And it folded him, and he went down, and Alistair Overeem beat him, and I'm pretty sure he took the belt. But, and then he lost to who? Cain Velasquez.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, all right, he's past his prime now. But when Brock was fucking, when he had that heavyweight belt, oh, he was beating the fuck out of people.
And whooping that dude was lean fucking, back then, yeah. too, man. Yeah,
beating your ass with a fucking beard. Like, that dude looked that guy fights like a goddamn bear.
Right. Yeah.
He's quick. Don't get that dude. He's deceivingly quick.
Yeah, he's explosive, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's the great, great, great word for it. Explosive as fuck. Like, how explosively right I am all the time about everything. And Troy just fights it. And I'm about sick of this. I got you a beard, dude. You need to grow up.
New car, new. You can.
You hear him? He's a tough dude. He gets a new car. Now he's just a fucking hard ass.
Did you see the way he was looking at you? He fucking stared a hole right through your fucking head.
Dude, I cut your hair, man.
Don't fuck with. Don't
fuck with. For the last time.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't cut Troy's hair.
Shots fired.
Oh, no. It's all right. His forehead's going back anyway. It doesn't really matter.
At least I still have one.
You got a chin, too. You want to talk about that?
You hide yours with that thick beard.
Huh?
You hide yours with that thick beard.
That's fine. That's fine. This is you think this is a beard. This is a cushion for sitting. You understand? Your chin's like whenever you got that new bike and the seat's not broken in yet. You're like, I don't even want to sit on this, really. Like, it hurts. I don't even.
I like to give her a little penetration while I'm eating the box.
That's about the only penetration. That's the deepest penetration they get.
Wow.
And this episode will be R-rated as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to do this, Troy?
I don't.
Huh?
I don't.
Promo part two?
I don't.
God damn it. Pipe bomb. So, Troy, what's your prediction? You're going with Becky Lynch?
Yeah. I said that already.
Yeah.
So, just lock it in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cash me out now too if you'd like.
Ooh. Cash you out now. I don't think that's
get it.
Or you could cash him outside. How about that?
In the bank pun right there.
Yeah, I saw that. But she's not coming back. She got released.
No. Now they're saying that it's unofficial.
Is it unofficial that she got released?
It's unofficial. Yep.
All right,
so that's not official?
It's not official.
Yes. Yeah. Just get rid of her. She's trash.
You're trash.
But,
you're trash.
But that's a nice. That's my kind of.
You're pissed, dude.
Talk about my wife like
right, that. You're pissed. You're fucking trash. So Bianca Belair versus Carmella again.
Yeah.
I don't care. Anyway.
Bianca wins.
Ronda versus Natalya. Anyway.
Yeah.
I have a weird feeling they might.
Hmm.
Give that to Natalya.
Theory versus Bobby Lashley for the United States title.
Can I say
title.
Something about Bobby Lashley? The way they're pushing
podcast,
him.
You're supposed to.
The way they're pushing him now is how they should have pushed him years ago.
With the ECW just, run?
Wait, what?
With the ECW title run?
No. No. Since he's came into the WWE.
That, he won the ECW title back then.
No, I'm talking about like
you're talking about fucking. This, you're talking about his second run?
Sure.
When he came back?
Just he should have been pushed this way the entire time.
I could see it. Like, but I think you need to... He's got to be a vet to be able to be pushed this way. They're not... The crowd doesn't grab newbies that quick. Roman Reigns has showed us that.
Yeah. Took forever.
If Roman Reigns would have waited and then... Like, he did wait. He got new teeth, came back.
I like Bobby a lot, but I'm sorry. He went down a notch when... fucking who did Brock throw through his pod at the Elimination Chamber?
Oh, and he got injured?
He got concussed. Like, he didn't even enter the match.
Well, that's not what actually happened. So before... God, I gotta teach you everything. Oh my God. All right, Boogs.
Thanks, Matt.
So he was actually really injured previously to that Elimination. That was a way to get him out of the match because he was already injured outside the ring. He didn't get injured in the ring.
Hot take.
Yeah, hot load of truth all over your face. But yeah, so that's originally what happened. But it did look fucking stupid. Just take him out the match. You right. Made him look dumb as fuck like that. Yeah, who the fuck was that got thrown through it?
Wasn't it Miz?
Could have been. I don't know. I don't care about the Miz.
He's from Cleveland.
Well, from Parma.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Parma.
Normandy's finest.
That's all I've ever heard.
What?
Come from out of Normandy.
They're coming from Normandy. Is. So, theory of Bobby Lashley. Who do we got?
It's going to be theory.
It's got to be theory.
It's got to be. Lashley's been he's been putting people over.
Lashley's red hot right now, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. For me, I'm split down the middle. I can see why they do Bobby. I can see why they go Theory. So.
I could too, but I think Theory has been. You're gonna stop his momentum. He's a rising star, and he's rising fast. Everybody knows it too. It's not a secret. You don't have to be a wrestling, like, fucking guru to know that this guy is going to be somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. So, I mean, I think at the trajectory he's on, I'm betting, kind of like you kind of hinted, maybe WrestleMania, him versus Cena, that'll really put him over.
Yes.
And then maybe by the following year, he might almost be ready for a main event.
Maybe.
That would be 2024.
Did you know that John Cena is not a Grand Slam champion?
What title does he needs not the IC, right?
IC title.
The IC title. Oh, actually, as you speak of that, I did just learn that on Twitter. And they asked him, you know, hey, let's make him a Grand Slam champion before he goes out. But guess who quoted the tweet?
Who?
Gunther.
Gunther?
Gunther.
I love Gunther.
Gunther. Because he's the IC champion right now.
Yeah. I can't believe that. Dude, just release Ricochet.
Why?
Just because you're fucking him up. Just release him.
True. They're not
release doing him, what dude. They should. Let him go. That guy is an AEW champion.
Yeah.
I think everybody is.
Fuck you. There's only been like 5 champions, dude. I don't think you right?
There's too many titles.
Is it 4? 4
why
champions.
Why don't you like me?
I like AEW. They have too many champions.
They have 4.
Too many titles.
Oh, too many titles, but not too many champions. There's only champions, been 4 titles, AEW
titles,
champions.
Titles. Too many belts.
You frustrate me.
And guess who's going to go over to AEW and take one off?
Bray Wyatt.
Nope. Well, so I've heard.
Hot take.
I heard.
Pull that out of the cut. You like that?
Well,
pull it out of my pocket like this.
Before we get on that topic,
fuck you.
I do think.
Whatever.
Since you did inform us that she's unofficially not released, whatever that works. But if she is.
She shouldn't come to AEW. She should just go to Hollywood.
Well, I think she's going to get a second chance now that Vince McMahon is kind of...
Oh, yeah. On the hot seat?
True.
Yeah.
True.
On the fucking hot seat.
But on the Bray Wyatt topic, I did read something where he got something...
Licensing.
Got something trademarked with AEW's lawyers.
Right.
So...
Mm-hmm.
That was... I was like...
But I don't think it's going to be The Fiend.
No.
It's going to be...
No.
Wyatt family. Bray. Which was great.
I'm fine with that.
I loved it.
Because they got Eric, right? Rowan?
He pops in and out.
Yeah,
but he's Ring of Honor,
ain't he? Redbeard?
Mm-hmm.
He's Ring of Honor, though, right?
No.
No? He's AEW?
He's AEW.
Okay. And Brody was AEW before he passed.
Right.
So,
Brody but what Lee, about... Rest in peace.
What about...
These nuts?
Strowman.
Strowman? Strowman's he's got his Ring
own,
of Honor.
Like, no, well, I thought he started his own bullshit thing with that other dude.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
You mean he doesn't go by Strowman anymore. What is it? Adam Shear.
Yeah. Control your narrative.
Yeah.
What?
I just want to do my own thing.
Okay, well.
I'm Strowman. I almost ruined Alexa Bliss.
Right.
All right. He sounds like fucking Joe from Family Guy.
He looks like Ogre from fucking Revenge of the Nerds.
Dude, he got in fucking shape though. Have you seen him?
Oh yeah. He's
big got the time.
He lost a lot of weight.
He's got a lot of time.
Yeah, he ain't got shit else going on.
No.
Speaking of though, AEW Forbidden Door like shit. In the 20-year anniversary, how about all the former stars that got to give a little shout out?
And that's why I said earlier, Tony Khan's a real one for letting them do that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, you know what I honestly just remembered too. So, how about the heel turn from Christian Cage?
Oh, yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Right?
That was great. And the promo he cut afterward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Was
oh, talking about his mom?
Dad. Yeah. His dad, too. Yeah. It was awesome, dude. I loved it. So it was, what did he tell him? He was like, you know, I think your mom was a little hot on Christian Cage.
Right.
I think she wants me to be your father.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Christian can cut a promo.
Yeah.
He's like, but you know, you already have a father. And I know you looked at me like a father figure. And I know you want me to be your father figure. But I know you have a father. And he's dead. I was like,
fucking
oh,
winter,
shit.
Dude.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm not going to lie. That promo reminded me of, like, how you would cut a promo. There's some shit you would say.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm you know.
I thought he was hitting the Troy button. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what the fuck was that for?
he was going to punch you in the back of my head.
I would have got pissed too, dude. Stop. That was a good thing. He said something nice about me.
Right.
High five. No way here.
Ooh, too sweet. It. But so I'm definitely a heel at heart, dude.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, no, and yeah, no.
I couldn't be a face.
No. You're Randy Orton.
I knew Jr. the moment I walked into this shop, you were the heel.
It's the most beautiful thing anyone's ever said to me.
Randy Orton Jr.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate
that. Definitely you. Like, you would be. Now. You would be.
And I knew, well, the three guys working here back in the day, I knew you were the heel.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
yeah,
face so, you would be awkward.
Yeah. I'd be super forced.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, guys, let's just work as a team.
And everyone's like, where's the RKO? When's it coming?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, it's coming.
But probably out of nowhere.
Yeah. Probably, you know, if I had to pick one place.
Yep.
So if you ever came into the barbershop, it definitely wouldn't take you long to understand who the unfiltered and...
the most personality.
Yeah. And highly controversial.
Mm-hmm.
And you either see... this is one thing about me that I've always take pride in. Kind of bothered me sometimes. It used to. I kind of leaned into it. You either really love me or really hate me. It's never in between.
No. Mm-hmm. No. No, I'm in between.
No, you're not.
I'm in between.
You want to be?
In between the legs.
Ew.
Scissor me!
But I think that's just one thing I take pride in, man. I think, honestly, I'm not trying to get too political or anything like that, but... I just think this is a time where we need that most. The conversations that you're not supposed to have.
You're uncomfortable with talking about.
Yeah. You're, you why?
Talk about them.
If you're going to talk about them in one place, it should be the barbershop.
Yeah.
This is where come with an open mind.
Right. But don't come at me with some bullshit. Like, if you're ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about, I want to fucking put you in your place.
Absolutely. And it should be. Yeah. Yeah, and you shouldn't. And honestly, bro, you shouldn't be if you're gonna
no,
speak
not you
at all.
Too directly.
No,
I'm talking
no,
in general.
No, I wanted a name drop, and I didn't.
Oh,
I stopped.
Okay. Don't do it.
Yeah.
But you
I
should
don't have
be.
The dump button.
You definitely should be educating whatever you're speaking on.
Right.
Don't be an asshole. Just the smartest thing that you can say is I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Or I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit, really? Like, even if I get corrected, I don't get mad. I don't fight it.
I've seen you. Cause you're like, oh, really? Okay, cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
My boss, it's
called being humble.
Super with that. Like, the other day I said something. He was like, what'd you sell? I was like, oh, well, technically 22 Tucson. He was like, just looked at me. So when your girlfriend was pregnant, was she technically pregnant? I was just like, yeah, you're right. I guess I did just... that's what I sold.
Yeah. I literally sold it, I guess. You know? You ever see Troy's punctuation? So Troy doesn't know how to use the combination of...
Fuck off. I've been doing that since high school. Fuck
Troy
off.
Troy doesn't know how to properly use the execution of...
I'm peeing on that note.
Right. Oh, it's by that
Troy,
time.
Every time, dude.
Yep. So Troy's not familiar with the punctual combination of a question mark and an exclamation point. He just uses that at the wrong time, dude. He's just so bad at it, dude. And he says things that like he should just use the exclamation point. But he uses the question mark also. I'm like,
so can he?
It's
does
like
he know how to do the combo too?
No, he
that
doesn't
just
know.
Mind blown, right?
Yeah. So he'll say.
Shout out to your high school. Where'd you guys go again?
Rhodes. I went there. I know how to use it.
Roads.
Yeah, whatever.
Dude, from wherever.
Right, from whatever. You know? But that was definitely, like, every time he answers anything and he's, like, excited about it, I'm like, you're saying it like a question, though, like an excited question. And I've corrected him multiple times, and he's never...
He does. Is that a question?
Yeah.
Or a statement?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. He just refuses to learn how to do it. And it's almost respectable, because he refuses.
Just keeping it open.
It's a choice at that point.
Right. Sometimes there's some questions and things that you don't think are questions.
That's not how that works.
What? What the fuck did you just say?
Not how that works. Not at all, dude. Oh, so we have one more match for Money in the Bank. So we have the Usos versus the Street Profits.
Now, I think after the John Cena Street Profits promo, you know, they might push the Street Profits. And I can see if they go, it's just literally one or two ways. What he said either splits them up after they lose or they win.
I think you might be onto something. I think the Street Profits are going to win, but there's going to be a real short title run because Roman Reigns is going to get pissed and he's going to like kind of motivate the Usos and they're going to get it right back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I think it's just going to go from this
pay-per-view. Did you see that promo?
Some of it, yeah.
It was kind of like John Cena had to remind them. It was like, dude, like, you're the Street Profits.
Right.
I thought you guys don't want no smoke with you guys. Like, no one wants smoke with you guys. Why are you guys talking about how many times the Usos got over on you?
Right.
You know what I mean? They just were like, oh, you're fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was like a swift kick in the ass. Like, dude, like, come on, bro. You're the fucking Street Profits.
You know they lose this match, though, right?
And I can see why they do.
I mean, it's WWE, so yeah. I mean, it's kind of... But I can see him get a little short run, and then just go and end up going right back to the Usos.
They need a heel turn,
and that's what I'm saying. If they do lose, I feel like it's gonna make them both look at each other like, dude, like we haven't been able to get over on these guys. Yeah. Like, it's got to be one of us. You know what I mean?
I agree. So. I definitely agree with that. You know, Money in the Bank. I don't see it being a great pay per view.
No.
If I didn't have Peacock, I wouldn't be ordering it.
The match I'm most excited about is the Women's Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I agree. That's gonna be match of the night. That's where I become right again.
And once again, that's
gonna be the breaker.
Dude, if I call this again, bro, it's just I'm undefeated.
And
dude.
Once again, the women are outworking the men
again.
WWE,
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. AEW women's division could learn a couple things,
and it's getting a little bit better.
It is. Jay Cargill's still,
but basically by addition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
you brought in Toni Storm.
Yeah.
Tay Conti lost all her somewhat fire.
Yeah,
she's annoying now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she was really a good worker.
I don't think so
either. I like looking at her, but...
And her promos aren't believable either. I miss Brandi Rhodes. Brandi Rhodes.
Right. Yeah, she was pretty solid.
But Jay Cargill has that whole division on her back.
Yeah, she's got the wrong belt, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that TBS title, dude.
Yeah, that's
go get so that women's hard.
Title. Hold them both. Hold them both.
So yeah, for a hot minute and then just vacate it like the following, you know, Wednesday.
The baddies.
Speaking of AEW.
Yes.
I haven't heard from MJF in a while.
Ooh, we haven't.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wasn't supposed to... He was never supposed to be on...
He was taken off the roster on the, online. The website. Yeah.
Yeah, but that... Well, yeah,
that's a work.
That's a work.
You still think it's a fucking work?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't?
Yeah.
Troy doesn't know.
I mean, we would love to see him in WWE, and I think he would make the transition well. But like we've talked about, can he cut some of the promos that he does?
In PG.
He could, but they just wouldn't be the same.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
He could do it. So he's in the best spot.
Yeah,
he'll get paid.
This is a big point for me that I say all the time. The Rock couldn't be The Rock right now.
No.
Nope.
MJF.
Stone Cold. I mean, we can go on the line.
Stone Cold tries. He tries, but it's just
like, I'm so over the Stone Cold reunions. It's ridiculous. He's like, I don't mean to get all sentimental, but I remember one time me and Jim Ross were going down the road, and he looked me in my eyes, and he said, Stone Cold. I'm like, all right, so you're getting sentimental. Cool. Can you just, like, stun somebody, please? Like, what are you doing? I hate you right now. Stop being Steve Austin.
Yeah, his John Cena tribute was kind of like that. He's like, I used to live by three letters, DTA. And I used to really work those three letters.
That's your Stone Cold impression?
Yeah.
I just felt like he's just been catching so much shit this episode. I was like, you know what?
You were going to let it go?
I was going to let it go. But I knew
it's
better.
Hard for me to do.
Because heel Chris.
I can't do it.
There was blood in the water.
But then he was just like, yeah, well, there was another guy that lived by three words. Damn it was a...
Why do you sound like Little Nicky?
I can't do it. Good Stone Cold presence.
I'm gonna Seth open Rollins. A can of whoop ass on you from the deep south. The deep south.
That's a fucking classic. Little Nicky is a classic. I'm not mad at that.
Oh my god.
He's like, yeah. I used to talk normal too, and then John. Then Seth Rollins hit me in the face with his knee. This is how I talk now.
Troy's new nickname, aka Little Austin.
Little Stone Cold.
And that's the bottom line. What? What? What?
Deep South.
The Deep South.
Fuck you guys.
Embrace the good.
Oh my god.
Well,
that shit was so funny.
You know, you all missed us.
I didn't.
Yeah. I was talking about the listeners.
They did.
It's okay. I didn't miss neither of you fucks.
You missed your button.
He did miss his button. Don't even worry about it, buddy. Oh my god. That was just. Can you do that Stone Cold impression one more time?
No.
No.
Right. All right, so go on. What did he say? Something about a DTA? Dude, I want to know. Shut up.
Fuck you.
I didn't watch Raw, dude. Go on.
I actually finished it. You guys were just laughing through it. So.
I love it here.
Hot cake. It's real hot. Popeye's chicken is a shiznit. Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome.
There you go, dab it. Make you feel better.
Yeah.
But so Stone Cold came out for the Cena. That's ridiculous.
You try. No, it was on the pre-recorded shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jericho was on there, Big Show.
Jericho? They let Jericho on.
Jericho? Yep.
Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
I did see Daniel Bryan. Ooh, yeah. Just all of AEW, Christian Cage.
Right. Did you see Randy Orton's?
Yeah, I did see Randy Orton's, actually.
Yeah, I seen his on Twitter before.
That's where I saw it, too.
Yeah.
He was like, John... You know, you and I, we go way back. OVW. I'm like, shit.
He's like super
That's a good.
Humble.
That's a good Orton.
Thank you. I practiced it.
Randy Orton Jr., bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Get his name right.
I learned a lot from you, as you have probably learned a lot from me.
He's like, Randy Orton's like super, like, humble dad now. He is.
Yeah. He's like, John, if I was there, I would have kissed you on your mouth and, not hit you with an RKO out of respect. I'm like, okay, Randy. We get it. You're a fan. Why are you in the woods?
Right. I thought you needed back surgery.
What are you doing?
You need to be here.
Yeah, lay back in bed, dude.
Bro, my bro's back's been... Right. He's really hurt.
From carrying me the entire time.
From carrying me.
Hot take.
That was a good one.
All right.
That was a good one.
I don't get
totally redeemed yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, just when I thought you were going to say something stupid, you don't. That was pretty good, though, yeah. It's like, Randy, I don't know what to do by myself.
Can I use your skill set?
Right, I'm going to use your whole move set. Yeah. All right, big guy?
Bro, literally.
He's like, Riddle, I'm just playing. You can use it all. No, go ahead and use all the moves that I've...
You guys should do like a promo as you should do Randy Orton.
No. No. No.
You know where you were going with that?
I know exactly where he was going.
To the deep shops.
Fuck you, Boots. Fuck you.
Johnny Parma, get it right.
Johnny Parma. Johnny Parma. I'm so excited about that. That's awesome.
Oh, boy.
Dude, I swear to God. That's what I, so, I just, so before we close the episode, I do want to, we're going to take it back to WWE. I do want to know who you guys think the final member of the men's ladder Money in the Bank match will be. I mean, any minute now, whenever you guys are ready.
It's hard.
I'm trying to go, I'm running down the roster in my head.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
That even fits, you know?
You got to eliminate everybody who's already has a match at Money in the Bank.
Right.
So
who's left?
I'm going to say it again. I think, and this is probably a stretch, but...
Who's left that's not going to win it?
All right, so Bobby Lashley's not in it. Oh, yeah, Finn Balor's not in it.
And he doesn't have a match.
He does not.
So
I'm thinking Kevin Owens.
With Sami Zayn being in it, I can see why. But the only reason I would say no is because of the whole Ezekiel Elias.
Yeah.
What's the new one? The older brother? Elrod? Elrod? Some shit like that.
Tried with fucking Elrod.
Bro, you're fucking Elias.
Yeah.
Elron Hubbard.
I thought it was funny that scene. It was like, hey, man, just be yourself.
Remember who you are.
Yeah.
Elias.
You fucking jerk. I love the Elias gimmick.
Because
I don't
WWE
get it.
Stands for
Walk with Ezekiel. Elias.
No, it's
Elias, sorry.
Speak with Zeke.
Speak with Zeke. Well, on that note, we'll conclude this episode of the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Oh no.
Oh no.
This fucking
we're going in a bonus.
His girlfriend let him borrow the car tonight.
You can cut this out, Matt. What are we talking about?
No, we were about to end the episode.
We
gotta end it.
No. Turn it off.
Thank you for listening.
To be continued.